Lesson 9. Track 18. Seaside Mystery. Part 7.
Let's go to the cash point. I've got my card. I can get some money out for Mrs. King.
You know, I don't think we should take any money with us.
Why not? Mrs. King needs the money. She is in trouble. I'm sure she will give it back to us as soon as she can.
I think you're right, Carlos. We don't know what is going on. We don't know if Mrs. King is waiting for us or not.
Look, there's the entrance to the station. Can you see Mrs. King?
No, I can't. Maybe she's inside.
Perhaps. Look, do you see that black car over there? I saw that car in the street as we left Mrs. King's. I think that car is following us.
Which car? Oh, I see it now. Look, there are two men getting out.
They're coming over here.
Hey, you lot. Are you looking for somebody?
What do you mean?
This is what I mean. I've got a gun in my jacket, so don't do anything stupid. Where's the money?
Reg, don't hurt anyone.
We haven't got any money. We're only students.
You don't expect me to believe that. Look, there's a cash point over there. Let's go.
Reg, please.
You stay out of it, John.
Do as he says, Peter. I think he means it. I don't want you to get hurt.
She's right. Go on, Peter.
Right. Who's got a card?
I have. How much do you want?
How much have you got, little lady?
I can only take out £300 in one day, you know.
Look here. Where's Mrs. King? Is she safe? You can't have any money until you tell us.
Oh, yeah. And who's going to stop me?
Anyway, £300 is not enough. If you want to see this Mrs. King again, I need more than that.
Oh dear. Peter, Carlos, have you got any more?
I haven't got a card.
I haven't got one either. I've got some traveller's checks.
Is this a joke or something? If you three idiots don't get me some more cash quick, I'll have to...
Okay, there's no need to speak like that. We'll get you some more money. Just tell us how much and where to take it.
And what's to stop you going to the police?
We won't, I promise. How much?
£5,000 should do it.
Impossible!
Okay, okay. Where do we take it?
You know the cafe on the beach?
Yes. Near the pier, you mean?
Leave it in the rubbish bin near the door. Put it in a plastic bag.
Okay. Tomorrow, then?
Tomorrow. And if it's not there, it's curtains for Mrs. King.
Curtains?
I mean, you won't see her again. Understand?
Sure. We understand.
Have they gone?
Yes. Are you all right, Yoshiko?
I think so. That was horrible, wasn't it? He was not a nice man. You were very brave, Peter.
I was frightened. I thought he was going to kill us if we didn't have the money. Still, we have a big problem now. Where are we going to get £5,000 from? I don't have that amount of money in my bank account. Do you, Peter?
No, of course not. I'm a student, remember? Just like you. I had to say that, didn't I? It's very strange, but the second man, John, I think I recognized his voice.
Me too, Peter. He was the man on the phone. The man we thought was Harry.
Yes, you're right, Yoshiko. Another strange thing. I don't think he wanted to hurt us.
But what are we going to do now? Go to the police?
I think we have to go to the police and tell them this man made you go to the cash point and take your money out. We can say we think the man had a gun.
But we don't need to say anything else.
That's right. We don't need to tell the police about Mrs. King or her son.
But why not? That man said he might kill her. He said that, didn't he?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I'm not sure that he has got Mrs. King.
I hope you're right, Peter.
Look, you and Carlos go to the police station and explain what has happened. I have a plan.
Come on, Peter. Tell us.
I am going to go back to my house. I am going to make a big parcel and put it in a black plastic bag, and tomorrow morning I will take it to the cafe by the pier. I want you and Carlos to go to the beach near the cafe with your swimming things and lie on the beach like tourists. Put your sunglasses on and lie down on your towels and wait for me. Watch where I put the parcel and see if anyone comes to get it.
And then what do we do?
I don't know yet. Tell you tomorrow. Now I must go. I have some thinking to do.
See you tomorrow, Peter. Look after yourself.
Of course, don't worry.
Come with me, Yoshiko. We can go to the police station, and then you can come back to my house.
Okay, Carlos. But I must go and get some things from my house first. See you tomorrow, Peter.
Can you go with her, Carlos? See you both tomorrow. Don't worry. Everything is going to be all right.